Today, we continue in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim with lesson number 14. And today we will begin the fourth perek. Perek Revi'i, the first and second Mishnayos. Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Beis. We've already learned back in the second perek that a shever kli cheres, if a ceramic vessel breaks, so the broken pieces of the kli cheres, if the broken piece stands on its own, A, and B, can contain liquid or food, can contain food of a certain quantity, which is spelled out back in the second Mishnah of the second perek, is mekabel tuma. Even though it's a broken piece, it broke off from a kli cheres, but nevertheless, if it has these two conditions, it's yoshev shelo mesumach, it doesn't require support, it stands on its own, and it has a base kibul, it can contain something, then it is mekabel tuma. So our Mishnah says, suppose you have hacheres she'eino yochol lamod, it can't stand on its own, mipnei ozno, because of its handle. The handle tips it over, topples it to one side, so that it does not stand on its own. O shehoya bo chidud, or it came to a point, it has a pointy protrusion, and the pointy protrusion tips it over in one direction, causes it to tip over in one direction. V'hachidud machrio, the chidud, the sharp point, tips it over in one direction, so it doesn't stand on its own. Tohor, such a shever klicheres, is tohor, meaning if the kli cheres was tome, and now it broke into pieces, and the piece cannot stand on its own because it topples, then that piece is now tohor. A. And B, it is not mekabel tuma from this point forward, because it is not a viable vessel. It's just a broken piece that has no use. Suppose now, nitla ha'ozen, you remove the handle from this broken piece, or nishbar hachidut, this pointy protrusion is now broken off of the vessel. So now the broken piece, quote, vessel, can stand without any support. Nevertheless, the Tanna Kama says, tohor. The Tanna Kama holds that a shever kli cheres, once it becomes tohor, in this case, this shever, this broken piece, became tohor because earlier in its career as a broken piece, it could not stand on its own because of the handle or the chidud. So once it's tohor, it just can never be mekabel tuma again, even though right now it can be functional, because now it can stand on its own since the ozen or the chidud are no longer there. So hold the Chachomim, Tanakama. However, Rabbi Yehuda mitame, Rabbi Yehuda says no. From this point on, now that the ozen is removed or the chidud is broken off and it can stand on its own, so it does have, it is usable, it is functional, from now on it is mekabel tuma, because he does not hold that shever kli cheres shenitar shuv ein lo tuma liolam. No, he says shever kli cheres shenitar, even though it became tohor, now that it is again a viable kli, from this point forward, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it can be mekabel tuma. The Mishnah continues, chovis shenifchaso. Suppose you have, imagine a barrel, and the bottom came out of the barrel. However, if you lean the barrel over on its side, vehimi kabeles al dafnosel, the walls of the barrel is curved, so the walls of the barrel can now contain liquid or whatever. O shenechlika, or suppose you have a barrel that was cut in half vertically, kaminch de'arevo, so now it's like two tubs, two curved tubs, one half of the barrel, the other half of the barrel, each half of the barrel, you can now put liquids into the curved tub, the areva, the half barrel. half barrel lying on its side. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Metaher. Rabbi Yehuda says, those pieces, those walls are tohor. Because Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, if a vessel once had a bottom, and now the bottom is removed, it can only be mekabel toma in its original state when it had a bottom. Now that this bottom has been removed and the vessel is standing on its side and the barrel is standing on its side and you want to use the walls weren't designed to be mekabel. So therefore, even though you have walls that physically, functionally can be mekabel, but halachically, that's not what they were made for, and therefore those halves or the walls of the barrel are not mekabel tumah. However, the chachamim mitamin, the chachamim say, you know, sometimes even if you have an intact barrel, you lie it over on the side, and the walls contain whatever is inside the barrel. So therefore, even the shever kli cheres she'ein lo shilayim, even though the broken wall has no bottom anymore, nevertheless, since the wall itself can stand on its own and can be mekabel liquid, for example, it is mekabel tumah. Now the Mishnah continues, chovis shenisroa'o. Suppose you have a barrel or a jug which has become weakened. It's easy to collapse. The walls aren't so intact. It's very fragile. And it's so fragile that ve'eino yecholo lihitaltel b'chatzi kav grogros. If you put into this chovis a half of a kav of grogros, then the entire barrel is considered not roi lekabel tuma, tahora. The reason being, because the Mishnah says in the end of Maseches Peah, that the chatzi gav of grogros, that is the shir su'uda achas. That is the amount of food necessary for one meal. So if this chovis is so dysfunctional that it can't even contain one meal's worth of food without falling apart, it's like a broken barrel, broken chovis, and it is not mekabel tumah, tahora. Suppose you have, the Mishnah continues, gistero. Gistero, we learned before, is a klicheres which is broken. You have this klicheres and it broke, but you have one piece of it, a broken piece, which itself is functional. It can stand on its own. It has a base kibble. No, so you use this broken gistero. You're not a rich person. You're not going to just throw it out. It's not a disposable society like we have nowadays. So you keep it. But suppose this gistero shenisro, now this gistero has cracks in it, etc. V'yeinu mikabeles mashkin, it can't contain liquids because since it's so fragile, it's hole here, a crack there. Therefore, liquid's going to come dripping out of it. Afal pi shehi mikabeles ochlin, even though you can argue, yeah, but the gistera is still functional because true, it leaks. But if you put grogros in it, bananas in it, it'll do fine. Nevertheless, tohoro. That gistera is now tohor. It is no longer tomei. It is not roi lekabel tumah henceforth. The reason being, she'ein shirayin l'shirayin. We don't have a remainder of a remainder. The whole gistera in the first place was a remainder, was a broken piece of an originally intact licheres. And now that it's become broken, no, a broken, shirayin, shirayin, the leftovers of leftovers, this is not considered a kli sholem, is not considered an intact functional vessel, and therefore has no din of a keli, and it is not mekabel tumah. So we have finished Mishnah Beis of Perek Revi'i, and in the process have completed lesson number 14.